I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
We're on.
Net positive. Oh, we're on, dude. That, we start low.
We do.
We start low because the episode's absolutely packed.
It is almost dauntingly jam-packed.
We can't get to everything.
We won't get to everything.
There's sometimes...
We'll try, though.
There's literally like, hey, what do you... Like, you bring stuff in, I bring stuff in, and then obviously a lot has happened this week. Mm-hmm. This week's episode, baby, brought to you by the one and only...
Manscaped.
Yeah, nice. Sorry. Nice trade-off.
Like we Manscaped, said, we're starting low.
Yeah, we're starting low. Yeah, Manscaped. Support for Net Positive is brought to you by... Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Well put. The products, precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Well, oh, that rhymes.
Well done.
I never read that before. Huh. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Who knew? Kids. The Manscaped Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 7 million men, me and Alex included, worldwide, who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code netpositivemanscaped.com. That math is correct. Okay, I'm not reading that.
I loved watching you read this copy.
I guess
every
ahead.
Time you find a new line that you're like,
oh, I never read that.
That one compromises a little bit.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
but
there you go.
You all know it. You guys have heard us talk about the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, which low-key
I got it all.
Slept on. That nose trimmer is really important.
Is it when is Father's Day? Did it already happen?
No, I think it's coming up in a few weeks.
It's coming up.
Yeah, I think
Yeah. Is this Sunday?
This weekend.
Well, get yourself one. Order one today.
Get on it.
I'm tired. That'll come in the mail to you by Sunday.
I think as soon as you're hearing this, if you go ahead and hit that button, I think you'll get it.
Oh, yeah. I got it all. I got all of this stuff. Dude, I got and it's cool. It's not like if you buy someone a gift, like if your husband needs like some, shaving cream or something, you're going to go to Walgreens, get some. It doesn't, like, this comes in, is this easy, good way to say this? This is not in the copy. Gift format.
Yeah.
It comes.
Perfect.
In.
If you don't like wrapping, the packaging on this thing itself, the box is beautiful.
And you open it up and the man that you're getting this for is like, dude, thank you. You thought about me.
Well, speaking of, do you remember the guy who sent in the video about getting Manscaped stuff? His name was Thomas.
Oh, we sent him one.
Yeah, we sent him one. So he followed up on email.
Oh, did he follow up?
So he says...
I'm guessing this better be good if we sent it to him for free.
We needed some research from him. So here it is. He says... So my wife divorced me and I lost my job because I got my Manscaped items. Just kidding.
All right.
He says, hope y'all are good. Thanks to your wonderful assistant being super amazing and communicating so well. I received it and used it for the first time this past week. The Lawnmower 4.0 is great and I'm happy that I still have all my parts. It did not disappoint.
Yeah, baby.
Those fellas over at Manscaped really know what they are doing.
We don't know it's all fellas, but...
That's true.
Yeah, it might be.
That's true.
Yeah, I think it is.
He says, we all know pulling hairs out of the nose hurts a lot, but this thing doesn't pull at all. Trim my nose hair perfectly. And I think we convinced my wife to buy me the beard hedger as well.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. And I still love the pod. Thank
Manscaped.
You.
He still loves the pod. That's very kind of him.
Thomas, thanks, dude.
Manscaped, get yourself some 20% off free shipping with the code netpositive at manscaped.com. Get in there. Unlock your confidence. Always the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Hot off the road, ladies and gentlemen. We just got came back from Salt Lake and Colorado Springs, which is unbelievable. We got a week off. It's a secret where we're going. I'll tell you next week.
Okay.
Not work related, but not stand up related.
Oh, interesting.
This weekend,
I'm curious.
And then we're wrapping up June. We're doing a little West Coast run, baby. Sacramento, Fresno, Thousand Oaks, Las Vegas, San Diego, Anaheim, and then coming back to the Elkhart County Fair in Goshen, Indiana, and then Hattiesburg, Mississippi, sold out. September, we run. You get all those. September, October, November, December. We're going on like 50 dates.
Yep.
JohnChris.com. What's my website? JohnChrisComedy.com. Get in where you fit in, baby. Hot week.
Speaking of.
Hot week.
Well, where are we fitting in right now? Where's the new spot that we're fitting in this week?
Well, right off the top. Wait, what do you mean? Is that a tee up?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love the transparency of the show. Dude. It's fantastic.
Well, I knew you would say something.
How's the sausage made? Just like this. We make it like this.
I knew you would say something specific. All right, oh, yeah. Oh, dang it, dude. We screwed that up. Are we going to edit it out? No, we're not. No, we're keeping it in. We are charting. It's every new country that we chart in.
Right.
We got to shout them out. And we got to, this is where we toss to Andrew and he reveals his ignorance for,
world,
for
geography.
World geography. we are just charting the 3,504th ranked podcast in India.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A lot of people over there.
Mm-hmm. In India.
Yep.
Let's see what I know about
India.
Yeah,
what do we
know? No, Andrew, go ahead.
Yeah, Andrew. Andrew, start us off.
Oh, shoot. I just watched a show called Shantaram. I think that's based in India. Bombay is in India.
Okay. Is it the capital?
It's called Mumbai now.
But yeah. Oh, yeah. Bombay. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Delhi. My wife went there on a mission.
New Delhi.
For like a month and a half. So I should know more than
to
I
convert,
do, but...
To convert what to what?
They're Hindu.
And okay.
Oh yeah, dude, got that.
Yeah, okay. They're Hindu. Are they?
Yeah, they're Hindu.
They're Hindu.
Some people are.
Yeah, Hindu, and I know that the cows are sacred.
Yes.
They don't eat them. Or they don't. They worship them.
I think they just let them walk around the streets and they run the town.
I believe in like when you die, you get reincarnated into like a cow or an animal.
Really?
I think.
Dang, India.
I know they believe you get reincarnated into something.
Well, welcome aboard. Do we call them Indian?
They're Indians.
Indians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indians.
The appropriate use of the term.
Yeah. They really got Native Americans pushed them off their verb. Their Native Americans pushed them off their word.
Yes.
It was their word.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They went, no.
They go, now we're taking this.
Get it right. We're the real Indians.
Yeah. There's like some bunch of jokes about which kind of Indians.
Yes.
Yeah. But they're
we
the
all
real
know them.
They're the real ones.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that's unfair to Native Americans.
Well, no, because they're Native Americans.
Oh, yeah, they're Native Americans. How are Native Americans called Indians?
They shouldn't be.
Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah, I think it was they didn't know where they actually were.
That was Cowboys and Indians was the name of Andrew's wife's mission trip. Okay. That's a good joke, dude. That's a good joke.
A Nashville-based like
mission trip to India.
They all go in cowboy hats and boots.
Cowboys and Indians. That's hilarious. That's all right. Yeah. Anyway, welcome aboard, everyone from India. We'd love to hear it.
Great start. We've had some hot starts recently.
Yeah.
I've been getting people texting me saying,
different.
Yo, hot start this
Yo,
week.
Yo, chill, dude. Nice. Come off of it. We did get, you know how we get into some legal trouble with J.B. Hunt?
I do recall.
I don't think we're allowed to say them anymore. We can still mention them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did get a reach out from the higher ups at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, because of the diversity hire.
Yeah. They said, hey, we heard the pod.
Okay.
And then they said, well, listen to the next week. Cause then we kind of cleared it up.
Oh, so they had an issue with the first.
They didn't have an issue, but they basically their issue was what the lady sent us last
Got
week.
It. So they just wanted to make sure it was clarified that the person's been there for years and this won't change anything.
The Chick-fil-A had like a diversity hire. And then this is where I get like a little off on the far right.
Mm-hmm.
Like the far right was like, Chick-fil-A, you lied to us all these years. I like, no, they didn't.
Right.
No, they didn't. They like the far right. And I would consider myself like, well, you can describe me however you want, but I get off exit with the far right people sometimes on that.
Yeah.
They just see something and they're like, get up.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Let's think this through a little bit.
Yeah.
Like if you wanted to like boycott, like there should be a sketch about boycotting Bud Light. Like how far? Did we talk about that last week? How far would you go? Like if you're like on the beach and then like, you're like, man, it's 120 degrees out here and all there's like a cooler, like,
yeah.
If there's like going to a gas station like Bud Light, Coors Light, you're like, all right,
yeah,
I'll just get like, you're not that like, you're with the boycott as long as it like is pretty convenient.
You're at the bar.
Yeah.
And like, and Drake walks in and he has a section over here.
Yeah.
And
that's a good example.
And he invites
example.
You in,
yeah.
but all they have is Bud Light.
Yeah. He's like, ah. And you're like, how much do you love Drake?
Right.
And he's like, dude, come hang with us.
Yeah.
And then he's like, nah, I don't want to. He's like, dude, actually, I heard you're like an up and coming like hip hop artist. I'll cut you a track.
Yeah.
And you're like, featuring me. And you're like, nah. Oh, no.
But you have to shotgun this Bud Light on camera.
That should be like Fear Factor. That's a great, that's a 2023 Fear Factor, which should be like bring the greatest like hillbilly rednecks and like get like a a mom, like the most Christian mom ever. Yeah. And like, and she like, she's blindfolded. You put her in a car, she opens it up. It's like in front of Target. And they're like, there's all these discounts. All the Christian things are like in there. They're running them and you're like, but they still have like all the way in the back, on the rack, discounted around the corner is the Pride.
Yep.
And you're like, ah!
And you have to post that you went shopping there. Oh, yeah. That's what it is. That's the task. Yes. Is you have to go shopping and post.
I've made this video.
That's really good.
That's great. Yeah. How far would
modern
you go?
Fear factor.
How far would you go for the protest?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's convenient to, if like, yeah, somebody's like, let's say you're a vegan. You're like, all right, well, if like, how far mm-hmm. to death? Or like, how far would you go to like, all right, there's a salmonella something or nothing literally. And your doctor's like, hey, you need protein
yeah.
to live. And then like, you're like, yeah, how far? But that's everybody's faith. Everybody's faith practice is that.
Wow.
Right?
This took a deeper turn,
yeah.
but yeah.
I feel like
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
So if you go, I don't support Target, mm-hmm. but there's a Target in your neighborhood, and then the Walmart or whatever else is an hour away. Mm-hmm. I would say that's like every protest, like week one, I'm going to drive to, you're showing that, right? You're like, I'm doing it. I don't support. And everybody's like, yeah, dude, good, awesome. And then like week two, you're like, hey, dude, the kids need like some Rice Krispies and like just a little bit of like milk. And like maybe like your son needs a baseball glove like for his tournament. You're like an hour away. Ugh. You're like, well, let me just.
Gas is really expensive right now.
Yes. Are you supporting the Saudis? Like, yeah. Nah, it's too much. You can't go anywhere. Yeah.
Speaking of protesters.
You want to get one?
Yeah, dude. We got
one this week.
This one's interesting though. You brought this one. You want to see it up?
It's tricky. Yeah. Okay. Because we've done, how long have we been doing protests of the week? Not a year, but a long time.
Like 30 episodes.
People kind of making, like, we always talk about the tire pump, and we always talk about, like, hey, maybe you just wanted attention. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe you don't really believe in this cause. And to be fair, mm-hmm. as we go, we'd like to be down the middle here. We have a protester of the week, but it's one of our own.
Mm.
No, he's not one of our own, but he's protesting. He's protesting a church.
He's coming from a scriptural perspective.
Yeah.
That's what he's
protesting
doing.
Joel Osteen's church.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to get it?
Let's play it.
All right. All right. Somebody sent this to me.
When they were selling in the synagogue, you don't know the real Jesus Christ. None of you. This is blasphemy to the gospel of Jesus.
That's outside Joel Osteen's church.
Mm-hmm. And you all ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Wait, pause. The cop.
You want to set the scene for our listeners?
All right. Yeah. This is at Joel Osteen's church. I've been there before several times.
It's huge.
It's huge. It exists. Joel Osteen's church. Again, you can, however you feel about Joel Osteen. I like Joel Osteen personally as a person. You could say what you want about his theology. It's not really. I graduated with a 2.9 GPA from Samford University. I'm probably not the guy to be like, that's not really my department.
You didn't go to seminary?
Yeah, I didn't go to seminary.
Yeah.
I didn't go to seminary. And he's standing in the lobby of Joel Osteen's church outside.
Let's do this as a compare and contrast to other protests that we've shown on the show
how we
so
do
far.
It. Yeah.
This is undeniably the other side.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Go ahead.
All right, so you dressed up. First of all, he's dressed up in a college shirt.
Yep.
A church outfit.
Church outfit.
Dressed up in a
very
church.
Nice, like, this is a nice church.
Nice, like a church outfit. It's got a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how you start. You just go start yelling.
Yeah, I guess you just start yelling.
Yeah. And when I was the last
Jesus flipped tables.
I did flip tables. Last two times I was at Gateway Church. I think it's not Gateway. Shoot. Gateway's what's Joel Osteen's church? Something, is it Gateway? Lakewood. Gateway's down the street. Yeah, sorry.
Cool. Yep. Got it.
Lakewood.
People yelling at us in the comments.
There were people doing this both times I was there.
Oh, interesting.
This is not uncommon there.
Okay, so this is like par for the course for the cops.
Par for the course.
They have done this.
The Joel Osteen is like, if you're gonna protest Christians, like, go there.
Sure.
That's where. You're gonna go
this
to
is the front lines.
You're gonna go to First Baptist. Like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
You're like, go there. Because they're if you want attention, this is where you fly to.
Yeah.
All right, first of all, This guy does not live in Houston.
How do you know?
I just know that.
You just
know. Yeah, I just know that. He doesn't live in Houston. He flew there.
Okay.
You're in 400 bucks in a night in a hotel.
Flew in for the protest.
Unless he drove. But you've got to be, let's figure out where this guy's from. Okay. We don't do that later.
I don't know how we do that.
Flew in. And then this guy also makes a lot of like wild statements, like for, I don't want to say it, but he makes a lot of wild statements for attention.
Okay.
About, he's like, women should not speak in church. And like, this is like.
Oh, he's one of those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I don't even.
You think it's very puritanical. Like he's.
Yeah, it's like, hey.
Straight
like,
to the book.
How can I get some views?
Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And again, if this guy's talking about Jesus and how this is not Jesus, you know what also Jesus didn't do is before he spoke, make sure someone who was recording. He didn't do that.
He did gather masses.
Yeah, but as soon as the masses were done, he goes, hey, how do I get away?
Yeah, yeah.
How do
I sneak away? Sneak me out.
Hey, yeah, everybody's like, what's the key to eternal life? He was whispering.
Yeah.
Yeah, to everybody.
Yeah.
And as soon as he got, he's like, I don't, he would heal people and he's like, hey, don't.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody about this.
Yeah, nobody has POV footage of him flipping the tables in the synagogue. No one has. Yeah. Nobody has. POV. He didn't have anybody in the corner like this.
He's like, he didn't have anyone in the corner. He's like, hey, I'm about to go into this church and flip the tables. Are you recording? Are you recording? Okay, let's make it look like spontaneous, but like, are you guys recording?
Just imagining a video of Jesus turning to the camera and going, ready? You going?
Okay. Yeah. Did you get that? Okay. This is ridiculous. And then he's like, all right, turn the cameras off.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Come on, get
up. All right. So he's outside. He's out the front of the church.
Yeah.
He's saying this church, and the cop is standing there, like, just looking around, like, this cop is my favorite because he's like, I can't, like, hit this guy because I know what the law is. So I kind of just have to be like here and kind of just let other people know that I'm handling this.
Right.
But I can't. All right, pause. There's like a moment of silence. They go, all right, I'm going to come in strong. And all the protesters have done this. Come in strong. And then they're like, what happens now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What happens now?
Yeah, like he's kind of shuffling in his mind. He's like, his mental note cards.
Yeah, he's
like, what is next?
He's like, I already went through all three of my points. Yeah. This is blasphemy. He's like,
it's like when you had a presentation in school and your PowerPoint went by in like 3 minutes and it was supposed to be a 10-minute presentation. And you're like, oh gosh, I have 2 slides left.
So anyway, in conclusion,
I'd like to open up the remainder of my time to Q&A.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, keep playing. Do you feel good? You feel good? Yeah, yeah. The cop says, do you feel good? Do you feel good? Nice. I do feel good.
So that cop is telling him, okay, cool. You're going to leave now. And if this card that I'm handing you basically says, if you come back here, you'll be arrested.
Yeah, he's like, hey, they're never.
So he's saying, you can't come back.
Dude, no.
You can't come back here.
No protest ever ended with
Here's my card. If you come back here, you'll be arrested.
Here's my card if you need anything in the meantime. Yeah.
Do you remember where you parked? Because this parking lot is massive. But
know.
I think you're in QQ4 is the row. So let me run this back again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What? Your turn. Okay, hold on. Pause that. Was his phone in there?
In the case?
Yes. Like, was his phone? I think he took the phone out to record. I don't think his phone, that's the case.
Oh, so you think whoever's filming this right now is using his phone?
We'll go back to it. Just go back. Yeah. No, you can pause it. Is it or no?
No, it's empty.
Thank you.
The case is empty. Yes,
dude. This is the opposite of the tomb is empty.
Good.
I thought... Case is empty.
Case is empty.
The case is empty. Is it or no?
Yeah, dude,
is it or
empty.
No?
Yes, it's empty. 100% okay. It's empty.
That's what I thought.
You can see straight through.
Okay, so he has one of those. It's like a wallet.
It's like a wallet case.
It's a wallet.
It's leather. The wallet phone case thing.
We have those at our meet and greets. Sometimes you're like, oh god, all right, it's gonna take forever. How do you get the?
All it's right. got all your cards in it. Everything. Now a card that says you can't come back because you just tucked that into it.
Put that in the wallet.
Yeah.
Well, this is significant.
Yes.
Because.
Yeah.
If you,
yeah. Hey, this isn't as different as the other ones.
Unfortunately.
We thought it was.
We thought. So he goes, hey, I have a message Because he has a TikTok following. Mm-hmm. He has a following. He's a following on the internet.
Is this on his channel?
I don't know where I saw it. No, this is probably somewhere else.
How old am I? His account?
Yeah. this is probably on his YouTube. Yeah. I don't know where I found it. Okay, so he has all right. He's just like all of us.
Yeah.
But we're for profit. That's the only difference. Mm. People know what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have advertisements. We have a podcast. We come to the shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you say, I am standing up against fake religion, also super quick, get my phone, take my phone out.
Which is a process, by the way. Taking your phone out of
the wallet.
Oh, yeah.
So they're walking in to protest, I'm guessing.
Right.
Hold on. Take my phone and record this.
Right. This is the same as all the other
ones. What you're doing. Yeah. That's what you do. Or, yeah. And
fresh haircut. Just
fresh
saying.
Haircut. I think they're in this country that should, just like the protesting, like I don't agree with it, but that's within your right.
Sure.
Right. It's in the, what my issue is, and I think everybody's is like, we don't disagree with you having the knowledge to have that.
Go for it.
You should be allowed. Go for it.
That's why the cops are there.
Yep.
So you're giving them a job.
Yep.
So that's great. I support that.
Yeah, I support. And if you say this country is freedom of speech and, mm-hmm. and right to peaceful protest,
yeah.
you're all good. If you're not, as long as you're not hitting anybody,
yep.
spitting on anybody, you're yep. just saying that at every event you go to, there are those people.
And he's very far away from the doors. It looks yep. like he's probably like 45 yards away from the front doors.
I think because that's as far as you're allowed to be legally.
I'm sure that's yeah. where they grabbed him.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, this has been very peaceful and civil, and they're just having a chat.
We need to do POV, guy that has to record these.
Yeah, dude.
Because he's like, why do I get to be a part of it?
Yeah.
Because if he can go and gets arrested, that guy's getting arrested too.
Do you think after they started to walk away, do you think the guy who filmed it turned to the cop and he was like, so like, can I come back? Or like, is it just him?
Is it just over me? Like, or so he takes his phone. He takes his phone out. He has his Bible.
Mm-hmm.
He takes his phone out
yep.
of it and gives it to his buddy or whoever.
I think he tucks it under his arm.
The phone he's giving to his friend.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, yeah, before. Yeah.
Yeah. He gives it to his buddy. He goes, hey, let me know when you're recording. So I'll start yelling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you recording? Okay. We believe. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, dude. But, and we're not, what we're asking of this guy or everybody is like, you believe in the environment? Kind of. But also, you believe in attention. You believe in attention? Yeah. And we're all saying here that's what, just say that.
Let's play it out.
Just say one first. Okay. You'll be arrested for criminal trespassing.
Dude, the walk off.
Where is he going?
The walk off is my favorite.
Where is he going?
He, in his head, I think, said this line.
Oh, yeah.
And as he's delivering it and going to do the.
It's the closer.
Yes. And he's going to do the walk off.
Yeah.
In his mind, I think he thinks this is the final scene of the new Avengers movie.
Yeah, this is like.
He's like.
It's like the
this
Matrix.
This is not a church. Don't call it a church. And then he stares off into the distance as he walks away.
Where are you?
And then walks into the parking garage.
Where are you going, dog? Yeah. And also, did you cut? Okay, all right, give me my phone back.
Yeah, how long did the camera guy film before he was like,
did you cut?
Are we good?
Hey, give me my phone back. All right, I want to see what my TikTok's doing. I want to see how many notifications.
I got to text my wife to see how the kids are doing.
Yeah, no, we have to get on all that. Great. If protesting wise, 10 out of 10.
Very nice.
Yeah, great job. Whoever sent that in, stellar.
Very nice.
Stellar protest.
Well played.
Yeah. That's good guy.
Yeah. Did you get in any CMA Fest stuff this weekend?
I was going to get into the, I went to the CMA Fest, the Country Music Association Festival.
Yes.
All week in Nashville.
One of the biggest weeks in Nashville.
Just mainlining into your veins country music. Mm-hmm. Just get it all. Who did I see? Luke Combs. Man, I saw everybody that night. Who did I see? I didn't see Hardy. Jelly Roll was there. Who else was there? Lainey Wilson. Nice. Wait in the truck. Yeah, Lainey Wilson was great. We saw a bunch of artists. We went out there a couple days.
Nice.
Cassie Ashton, I saw John Hutcherson. Unbelievable. My thing was, I want to ask you this question.
Okay.
I went into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, huge events, stadium events.
Oh, yeah.
You know what happens in the men's bathroom? Women matriculate in. Have you ever seen that?
I've never encountered
that. You never encountered that?
No.
Maybe it's a country
thing.
Not
like in a, not with an open bathroom like that. Like if it's a one-y, like it's a one door, yes, I've seen that.
No, women,
this is an open men's bathroom.
Yeah, the women's lines are so long.
Of course.
Women get drunk and then come in. Mm-hmm. And they go, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm coming in here. And all dudes think it's awesome, dude.
That's so weird.
You never seen that?
That's weird to think it's awesome.
Okay, yeah. No, though, I go, hey, we're not ready for like the trans. We haven't figured this out yet.
You're saying there's a step. There's a step that country folk got to figure out before we can take that.
Yeah, I've seen it a bunch, but now that you say you've never seen it,
never.
I've only seen it at like country related things.
Never seen it in my life.
Really?
Is it a NASCAR thing? You see it in NASCAR?
Yes.
Thing? Okay.
See it in that. You don't see it at NFL. You don't see it at NBA. Uh-uh. You see it at country shows. I saw it at FGL. A lot of festivals.
Yep. So I've never been to.
Dude, yeah, this
I've never been to like a
mind.
Stadium country show, and I've never been to a NASCAR event. So yeah, I've never seen anything like this.
Really?
I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah, the line is so long for the women's bathroom because you go and you're missing all your artists are doing like, you know, 20 minutes. You don't really want to miss anything. The line for the men's bathroom is zero. And I think, I don't know, we should look up like square footage wise, are men's and women's bathrooms equal? Because men's bathrooms should be smaller because we don't need as much room. We don't need what's it called?
Well, it's not about space. Stall. It's not about space. It's about how many people can accommodate going to the bathroom at the same time. So like, can we fit more urinals because they take up less space than stalls? Yeah. I bet yes.
But all women need stalls, right?
Yeah.
Do they?
I mean,
I've never been in one.
Depends on how progressive you want to be.
No, but there's no urinal version of for a woman's bathroom.
No.
Yeah. So they have to be in their own spot.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
That's a fact.
Yes. I think they also sometimes have like a couch and lounge area.
Oh,
in there.
Yeah. They have like a bunch of like help me zip up area and stuff like that. Yeah. Or whatever.
That's great. If it's not called that, it should be called the zip up area.
Hey, help me zip up. And girls are, I just imagine women are in there, girl, you look great. Like, you know what? Text him. He doesn't deserve your support. Like, I imagine all that's going on. He doesn't deserve it. You know what? I'll find you another man in the pit down here. Yeah.
In the pit.
Everybody go, you know what? You don't deserve it. He doesn't deserve you. Yeah. Anyway.
I think it's designed. Designed to actually be more beneficial for men getting in and out.
Yeah. So women come in the men's and go into the stall.
Right.
So that's like a net. Doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. No men, no guy does.
Yeah. I've
no guy,
that.
No guy, in fact, ever has.
Yep.
Like,
it is pretty funny too.
It's a funny, and the girl's like, oh, and then the guy's like, what's up? Yeah. And it's a, not what's up, but it's very, I've never seen anything inappropriate happen.
Yeah.
It's all very, it's funny. And then guys are, you know, guys just make some kind of jokes or something like that. But I was like, this is wild. You've never seen that?
I've never seen it, dude.
Wow. That's crazy. I was going to ask you where have you seen it and what would you do? But you've never seen it.
I haven't. And what would I do? Yeah, I'd probably just laugh about it.
Yeah, that's what we all did.
Yeah.
And they have to wait. There's like the urinal line or the trough line or whatever. And then there's the stall.
Right.
And nobody goes into that.
Right.
And not in the middle of the game.
No. It's an emergency.
But it does, I will say, we need some women to email in and say, have they done this?
Yeah.
I thought it was common. You're saying you never seen it.
Never seen it.
Have you seen, or men, have you ever been in a bathroom when women have come in? In a big one, like at a big stadium where the women, it's usually because the line is long.
Yeah.
It does need, what are you laughing at?
You just asked me the same question three times.
What?
Oh. You just asked it three different ways. That's all.
Well,
I've never seen it.
I would imagine this is what I need to know from women is that it has to be cleaned.
The men's room?
No, the stall.
Oh,
because dudes are peeing in there, standing up.
Yes, they are.
And they're drunk.
Yes.
Yeah, there needs to be some.
They're not
kind
putting
of,
the seat up, I'll tell you.
No. No one's touching anything.
You're lucky if there is a seat on the toilet when you get in there.
Yeah, you're not.
Some of the men's rooms.
You go, So you have to either do some arranging or cleaning or something.
Yeah.
It's a free for all.
Yeah, you have to play bathroom maid before you get to use the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, immediately.
You have to.
Yeah. Also, I was waiting for the next act or something. I thought I was getting some chicken fingers. Mm-hmm. I got hot chicken. This might be a hot take, but it's terrible.
Thank you, John.
Dude, have
thank
you said
you
that?
For standing up.
Hot chicken is
horrible. Thank you.
Hot chicken is horrible. And we're from here. We have one of the biggest podcasts in this city. This is my official take. It's terrible.
Say it again.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
It's so bad, dude.
It's not good.
No, it's bad.
It's like, you know, the like New Orleans. Have you said that before?
Hot chicken?
Yeah.
No, I've never come out and said
it's
that publicly.
It's terrible, dude. Yep. I don't know. Like,
it was empowering me to say it now.
Yeah, you should. And every time we say something, I feel like every time we go out on a limb, it's like a couple weeks later, they go, yeah.
Oh, you mean like Denver?
And everybody goes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll get to that later. Yeah.
I got in the line. I was like, I want like some chicken fingers that have been around since True and Kathy invented them from Chick-fil-A. Thank you. Rest in peace. And now it's like, I don't know where it came from. I've been here since 2018. It was like we had Bolton's at a hot chicken gas station.
Yep.
And now it started to become like, the recipe is terrible.
Yep.
And it's in every city in America now.
Yes, it is.
It's like
including like Domino's.
Yeah.
Domino's has like a Nashville hot chicken.
It's horrible. Like, just, hey, no one, it's like tea, like sweet tea. Everybody's like, yeah, it's good. Give me some sweet tea. No one was like, hey, you want some eucalyptus in there? No. Chicken has been fine. Chicken has not been like, I don't think stock is going down on chicken.
No.
On chicken fingers with some honey mustard, some ranch, and some barbecue.
If it ain't broke,
don't
put so much spice on it that I can't even eat it.
It's not good.
It's bad.
But like the you know how it was invented?
Hot chicken?
Yeah.
Did they drop it in a nuclear facility and then try to eat it?
This is true. It's like funny, but it's not funny. A lady was trying to kill her husband. Or poison him or something. Remember
that? I do know this.
Yeah, we have talked about that.
We have talked about this way back.
Yeah, that he was trying to poison him, got all the like hottest stuff in their pantry, put it all on there. He's like, here's your chicken, babe. And he was like, this is great.
Yeah. That's either Prince's or Bolton's, I think.
Yeah,
that's how it started, right?
That's how it started. And now every white person in America is like going to franchise, like, hey, Philly has like cheesesteak, right?
Yep.
Chicago has deep dish pizza.
Yep.
New Orleans has gumbo. Nashville is like, don't send this out on our behalf. Mm-hmm. Don't send this out to the world that you, we're going down to Honduras this weekend.
Nice.
If I see Nashville hot chicken, I will burn that city down.
I'll
burn
the city.
They're going to have it. There's like, this is what they do in Nashville. It's like, no, we don't. We don't do that here. And it's terrible. Anyone ever waiting in line for hot chicken is from out of town. It's from Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, and it's the longest line down at Fifth and Broadway.
It's a nightmare.
Hattie B's,
and it's not good. Like, can you just go in there and get it regular? Let me just get it with nothing.
Just chicken, please.
That's what it is.
Yeah, hold the hot.
Hold the pretentious attitude.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
That is Prince's origin story. It's a well known Thornton Prince, a well known ladies' man, provoked his girlfriend's ire with his wandering ways.
Oh, come on!
Revenge by cooking him a fried chicken breakfast so spicy it would make him scream. Instead, he devoured it and realized he should sell the recipe.
And now we all have to deal with it.
Yeah.
All these years later, all these white people in Nashville have to deal with that one. It's terrible.
It's not good.
Because I got in the line to like, and I got up to the front and I was like, let me just get the regular.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got it and I go, oh, this is hot chicken.
For sure.
Like,
how'd you know immediately?
I saw it.
Yeah.
It's like, it looks, it's a different shade.
Yeah.
I go, but there's a chicken finger places that all, it's hot dogs, popcorn, chicken fingers. That's what stadiums have.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to sit down. And I was like, dang it.
I love a good chicken finger.
Yes. Everybody does.
Yeah.
Hot chicken is terrible.
Yep.
Spread the word. Annoys me to no end.
I'm really happy that like you got this off your chest. And I'm really happy. I feel seen.
Nice.
I feel really seen here. Okay. Thank you.
Well,
somebody had to say it.
You know. Oh, I thought that you were queuing up the next topic.
No, sure.
Were you or no?
No, I wasn't that time.
They said I got this off my chest.
Oh, dude. Go ahead, segue it.
Okay. All right.
Speaking of getting things off your chest.
Speaking of getting things off your chest.
I wish I had that one.
I thought that's what you're
doing. That's great, dude. Wow.
Friend of the show.
Yes.
Friend of the show. Should we call him that?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say. Yeah.
Friend of mine. Play a lot of golf together. Play a lot of basketball together.
Mm-hmm.
The one and only Corey Asbury in the news this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Corey Asbury. All right. Corey Asbury apparently has a case of the pink eye.
Tough.
And
been there.
Someone has told him that the cure for pink eye is breast milk. A homeopathic cure is breast milk. You want to watch this?
Let's
play
the video.
I woke up this morning with pink eye. God have mercy.
That's a bad app. That's
and,
bad.
We're out here in Iowa playing this Rise Fest.
In Iowa.
I was telling one of the guys backstage before we went on, I was like, you know, I heard that breast milk actually is a homeopathic way to take care of it. So my man, during my set, went out to the nursing mother spot. And I don't know what to say.
That is a
oh my
that
goodness.
Is mother's milk right there.
That is a
I don't know
milk.
Who, it's a stranger
from a breast of
you,
a woman.
A beautiful stranger for this donation. I'm gonna put it in my eye later. I'll let you know how it goes. But oh, it's gnarly. Please God, let it work.
Oh my goodness, dude. This is gross on so many levels.
Yeah, I think it's what everyone's saying. Dude, I got sent this probably 20 times.
This is so gross.
The case
of pink eye looks terrible.
First of all, pink eye looks terrible. There's a lot going on here.
It's not just pink. For those who are listening, go watch on YouTube.
It's bad.
It's like crusty.
It's not good.
Yeah.
All right. So he's out in Iowa. And all right. First of all, and he has a 15-ounce, like a bottle of water.
Yeah.
A bottle for water that is half full.
Yeah.
A third
full.
Of breast milk.
Yeah. That's so gross.
Couple things.
From a stranger.
How do you get the milk into the bottle?
I think you got to go straight in. I think you're
really?
Just, yeah, I think you're just throwing
this
that.
Is going to show our ignorance on this topic. I have no idea how that works. I do know that Andrew was like, what's a nursing mother's area? That's a very Christian thing.
Explain that.
All right. You're not going to see women going into men's bathrooms and a nursing mother's at the same show.
No.
Okay. That's a very Christian thing. Christian, everybody loves Christian entertainment because you bring kids, right?
Right.
All these other shows you can't bring your kids to unless they're old enough. They might hear some cussing. They might hear some swear words.
Right.
Christian festival, you can bring kids to.
Yep.
So kids are there. So parents are there. And parents that are breastfeeding are there. So there is a spot. All churches have them.
It's like a secluded room.
Churches have a nursing mother's room.
Yep.
It's not uncommon.
And so all the women could just go in there and nurse their babies.
I guess.
So is that? So this guy,
so this,
that's a probably band member or team member of Corey Asbury.
Goes alone.
Yeah. Do you knock on the door or do you just walk in?
I think it's just, and how do you pitch that?
Well, how do you enter the room?
Is everybody decent?
Hey, excuse me. What do you get out of here?
My
you
head
monster.
Is bowed and my eyes are closed.
What are you doing? No, I have. Hold on. So he goes in there with a. Does he bring the bottle?
You got to bring your own bottle. I think if you're asking, it's like walking into a bar when you bring your growler and like get it filled.
Shouldn't you put like a? Shouldn't you put have like a cup? A cup would be better.
Yeah,
the bottle is tight.
You need a You need a wider mouth on the.
Yeah, at least
the container.
Gatorade.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah.
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 But can it? This is going to be uncomfortable to say. Can it get out without sucking?
I think you gotta. I mean, I've seen cows be milked.
So you can.
I would assume you can. You can pinch it, and kind of.
You can.
Just kind of. You know.
I know. I have no idea.
I would assume.
Yeah. You can kind of finesse
gotta
it.
Be. Yeah, like a Capri Sun.
I'm dying, dude. So you go in there with an empty... Dude, go in with like a Nalgene would be more helpful.
Was it Nalgene?
That's like an open... It's like the girls carry around to the gym.
Oh,
open on the top.
Yes.
Yeah, carry one of those.
Yes.
Right? Huge so you can top. Still you can still seal it.
Yep.
So, okay. So let's say it's procured somehow. You get it.
Yeah.
And all right, it's milk.
It is milk.
Does it go bad like other milk?
I think it probably has a longer.
We have every mother that's listening to this is like just screaming at her TV right now. She's like, "Are y'all serious? Does it go bad like milk does?"
Yeah.
Is it? It has to. Does it like
my search results are
there? You
crazy.
Go. 4 days.
My history is crazy.
After four days
of refrigeration. So it's actually shorter shelf life than like a gallon of milk.
The rest of it should be used to throw it away. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So he's got 4 days to use it.
No. After 4 days of refrigeration, this man is outside in the summer.
It's hot.
With no cap. There was a cap on that thing? I don't think there was a cap.
I don't think there was a cap either.
You got 4 minutes.
Yeah.
But if he said he's about to go on stage and with those IMAX screens, you'll see that.
Yeah.
Unless he's wearing the glasses.
I'm assuming he kept the sunglasses on.
Yeah. And so should we call him?
Oh, it's bad. Yeah, we need a follow-up.
Yeah,
he didn't post anything, right?
No, did he? I don't think so.
No.
All right, we're going to call him.
The caption on this while you dial him up, the caption that he posted is utterly grateful for the generosity.
All right. There's no way he drank it. All right.
No, you're not supposed to drink it. You're supposed to put it on your eye.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. My bad, yeah. He's probably playing golf.
Corey, come on.
He knows that we film about this
he's
time.
He's got to know.
Because we've called other people and they're like, dude, are you in the pod?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. I'm going to say call me back ASAP.
Dude, he's, text him. He's probably dead. It's probably killed him.
Hey, he's probably dead. I'll text him. Call me.
Yeah, I got to know if this worked.
We got to know how that lined up. That's a.
Oh, it's so gross.
So you put it, how do you get it onto your eye?
Maybe
you pour it?
Maybe like you put like a cloth on top of the bottle, do a little bottle flip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, and then dab it.
And then dab it on your eye.
I wonder, does what cures pink eye? I wonder if that would, it would be that. I mean, all right.
I would just be worried about getting infected. That's like,
a mother's breast, like, all right, is there, yeah, we probably don't want to, yeah, but he said homeopathic.
Just say, see your doctor.
Yeah, everybody see, just a, see doctor. A doctor.
I mean, when I've had pink eye in the past, because I think I've had it twice.
Yeah.
Literally just went and got eye drops and it went away in 24 hours.
Yeah,
like they give you these medicated drops that just have like a steroid.
I mean, I probably believe that's probably a cure. I'm on board with that.
Let me look at.
You got to go. I got to go find the woman. I would need to bring back the breast milk with the woman.
Yeah.
Or maybe you don't
want to like vet it.
I don't know. Maybe you don't want to look her in the eye.
I don't know if I'd want to look her in the eye. I kind of like that there's a middleman there.
Yeah. That there's kind of like you don't know who this. Yeah.
Also, I'm looking up. Can you use breast milk to cure pink eye? It says breast milk can be more harmful than helpful for pink eye. One of the few studies on whether, by the way, imagine conducting this study.
Oh, all right, yeah. So what? Hey, guys, I've heard it.
Here's what we need you to do today. You'll be putting this breast milk on your pink
eye. Go to every church in America.
They make them go get it themselves. You'll be sourcing your own breast milk today. One of the few studies on whether breast milk can fight infections found that it didn't cure the most common causes of pink eye. And worse, breast milk can introduce new bacteria, there you go, into the eye and cause serious infection.
Dude.
So Corey's dead. That's definitely what's going on.
He's not answering the call.
He's dead.
He's dead. Corey's dead. Yep. Corey Asbury's dead.
Yep. We heard it here first.
Dog. That's a...
gross.
Is it there a cap on there or no? I don't think there's a cap.
He's not really sure.
But he doesn't. Well. Yeah. So he doesn't drink it. He's not drinking. He's never drinking it.
I would hope not.
He doesn't drink. And he doesn't do the deed on the Instagram.
No.
Oh, my. Yeah. Everybody had a lot to say about that.
Bro, that's crazy.
That's nuts. The internet is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The internet is like the ultimate like accountability partner.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people have been. The internet came around in my lifetime.
Yep.
I grew up with no internet.
Yep.
Now there is internet.
Yep.
A lot of people complain about the internet. The refining of the internet is stellar.
It is.
It really is.
Do you remember a while ago we were talking about how like we need all the olds to kind of die out and get offline?
Yeah.
Because everybody else gets it.
Yeah.
That's the process that we're on.
It really is.
We're going curating. Faster and faster. The internet's getting better. It's becoming a better
internet's
place.
People are getting better at the internet.
The real world, on the other hand, is becoming a worse place. But the internet.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Internet's 100%. Getting great. Yeah.
No, the internet, people are like, hey, I don't want to, like, I cancel my plans. I want to stay home. I was like, yeah, the internet's pretty good.
Yeah.
The internet's actually great.
It's way better than, like, your friends.
Oh, yeah, like, way better.
Get online,
dude. The internet. So these type of things, the same with the, like, the Joel Osteen guy or the stuff that needs to get to you gets to you. Mm-hmm. The stuff that doesn't.
Yeah.
And that everybody like sends me. That's what the internet's for.
Do you remember we were talking about algorithms?
Yeah.
And I called it the scrolly spirit.
Scrolly spirit.
That's what it is.
Did I miss that?
The scrolly,
I got it.
The scrolly spirit is your algorithm and it knows what you need.
It knows.
It knows what you want.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always give you what you want, but it gives you what you need.
I stay in hotels. We didn't take the bus this weekend. We stayed in hotels.
Yeah.
I never turned the TV on.
Yeah.
Cause you got to go do it.
Yes.
You got to find the thing you need.
Yeah.
You are like, hey, do you want to do Ice Road Truckers? Do you want to do The Bachelorette? Do you want to do Sports Center? The internet goes, I got you.
It is always Ice Road Truckers in a hotel.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
National Geographic. Do you want to go to the Alaskan? The internet's like, I got you, dude.
Yeah. Hey, just sit back, swipe that finger up.
I got
to take care of you.
Let me take care. Really?
Yeah.
That's like it's kind of like a scary way to explain that.
Scrolly spirit, baby.
The scrolly spirit.
It's always there.
got
it knows
you, baby.
It knows what you need.
Oh, yeah. This week's episode.
Speaking of things you need.
Speaking of things you need, AG1.
AG Juan.
I'm hyped up on it right now.
Same.
I didn't say hype. I'm not hyped up on it. I'm just on it.
Yeah. I'm hyped to be on it.
I'm hyped to be on it. AG1 has been a part of millions of mornings since 2010. Mm. A fundamental nutritional supplement that delivers comprehensive nutrients for whole body health. AG1 replaces multivitamins, probiotic, and more in one drinkable habit. Is this new copy?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
It's great.
This is clean.
This is good copy. Yeah. Keep going.
It's so funny because these are like live reads.
Yeah.
That's why they're the best. I was like, dang, that sounds like what I'm doing. This sounds like what I'm drinking.
You're like, this is me?
Did I write this? Just one daily serving gives me, it is true, the comprehensive foundational nutrition I need. I'm thinking somebody has been listening to this pod and wrote that.
And probably somebody who's been drinking AG1 because they know.
Supports energy, focus, strength, clarity with 75 high-quality vitamins, probiotics, and whole food-sourced ingredients. I can't think of another daily routine that pays off as well as AG1. That's why I trust the products. So yeah, just mix it up. I have the travel packs. I take them on the road.
Love them.
Mix them up, put them in there. And then you're like, this is the ultimate really net positive because you go, all right, I'm good for the day.
Yes.
Whatever comes out of here is anything I do health-wise, it's good. It's a benefit.
You're starting your day with a win.
With you got everything.
You're in the black already.
Yeah, so
already
if you go,
positive.
Hey, you're going to go catch like a burger, like do it like a cheeseburger and fries. You're like, all right, well, like, my body's good.
Yep.
Not like you get to like dinner and you're like, dude, I gotta get some vegetables in here.
You gotta cram.
Just get it up top, up front. It's like going to work out in the morning.
Yes.
You're like, oh.
Get it out the way.
If I get up and write, I feel like that. If I get up and write for an hour, I'm like, whatever else happens this day.
Already accomplished.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I wrote.
Why take a bunch of different things when you can just mix one scoop of powder and water once a day?
Get one scoop
of powder mixed with water once a day. AG1 gives you increased energy, mood support, making it easy to live your best life.
Like the guy outside of Joel Osteen's church.
Not like that guy.
That's part of the copy they wrote.
Though. Yeah, they wrote that. If you're looking for a simpler, effective investment for your health, try AG1 and get 5 free AG1 travel packs like John was talking about.
Oh,
plus...
Yeah.
A free 1-year supply of vitamin D with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/net positive. That's drinkag1.com/net positive. Check it out.
That's the only sponsor that I've bought myself.
Nice, dude.
Because I don't like to go back to them and say, can I get more?
Yeah.
Should we do that or no?
Yeah, I just did that.
You did?
Yeah.
With them?
Yeah, they're great.
Oh, dang it.
They're
dude.
Awesome, dude. Oh, yeah. They're the best. Right. Thank you, AG1.
Yeah, AG1.
Love
out
you
here. Let's get to the news, baby.
We got some good news today, bro.
You want to give with the
let's go with you. You say where to start and we'll say who brought it like we've been doing recently.
Let's go to the 4 Colombian children.
Okay.
I brought this one.
Interesting pick.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable story.
Brief us.
Details emerge on how 4 Colombian children survived in the Amazon jungle for 40 days after a deadly plane crash.
Wow.
That is nuts.
Too many days.
Too many days. Scroll down and see what the start of it is. Yeah. Is it right there?
New details have emerged about how 4 Colombian children survived. Da, 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 da. That's the headline. The siblings aged 13, 9, 4, and 1.
One.
Wait, what?
13, 9, 4, and 1.
Who brought the breast milk?
That's how, dang it. I was going to say, I didn't even know that. I was like, where's Corey Asbury when you need him?
The guy. You got to send Corey's guy to go get it.
One.
The sibling age 13, 9, 4, and 1 are part of the, Huitoto indigenous group.
Nice, nice.
And the eldest possessed some skills needed to survive and care for the younger siblings alone in the jungle, family have said.
Yeah.
Fidencio Valencia, or
nice,
Valencia,
an uncle,
told the media outlet Noticias Caracol that the children were starting to talk after Friday's rescue, and one of them said they hid in tree trunks to protect themselves from snakes, animals, and mosquitoes creeping in the jungle. Look at the picture, man.
These are the kids?
These are the kids.
This is insane.
40 days, dude.
First of all, any American child will not. What?
Look at the plane. We're going to put all these pictures in the episode.
Yeah, you have to.
The video episode.
I
watch the YouTube, please.
I didn't
this
see
is
these.
Incredible. Oh, my goodness, dude.
Okay. The plane goes down.
This, if I stumbled across this like on a walk, if we were hiking in the Amazon for whatever reason, and we stumbled on this plane, I would go, well, there's no use in looking for survivors.
No.
Everyone's
dead. The whole thing is the front is gone. It's split in half. Plane's in half.
Just the whole thing is crushed into the earth.
The idea that, oh my. Okay, first of all, so there's parents that are flying riding.
Here it is. It gets worse. Okay. The oldest of the four siblings, 13-year-old Leslie, I'm not even going to try that last name. I'm going to ruin it. Said their mother was alive for about 4 days after the plane crashed. Father of two youngest children said. So the father wasn't with them, it sounds like.
Okay.
The mother was. The mother passed 4 days afterwards.
Yeah.
And so the kids basically took care of their mom. Their mom passed. Yeah,
she
must say
she had some kind of
injured beyond repair. By some teens and children.
A 13-year-old
Amazon. Yeah, and so she passed, and then they survived for another 36 days without her. The children were flying with their mother from the Amazonian village of Araraquara to the town of San Jose. Cessna single engine propeller plane went down, carrying three adults and the four children. The pilot had declared an emergency due to engine failure.
Okay.
The three adults were eventually found dead near the plane wreckage.
Oh my.
So the four children are expected to remain in the hospital for 2 weeks.
I guess I was like,
but they're receiving treatment. They're going to be okay.
That's like, I was like taking this as like a funny story. I didn't read the details. It's like a little bit more gruesome and serious
it can be funny if you think about just four kids hanging out in the Amazon for 4 days.
Okay. If you're 13, crazy. There's a 1-year-old. All right. Where are you going to eat?
Right.
I think the kids are like kind of live like this. Not like this, but they're not unfamiliar with that lifestyle.
Yeah.
An American child would last 4 minutes.
These kids are, I would assume, more equipped.
Yeah, 4 minutes.
They're from an indigenous group.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Indigenous means.
And they're using words like village in this. So I would assume they're not New York City kids.
Yeah. No. They're not taking an Escalade driven by a driver to a private school.
Yeah.
Yeah, where they have to declare their pronouns at the entrance. Probably not. Yeah. All right. So if you're 13 and you got to keep three younger siblings, one of them is one. Yeah. I don't even think you're one. You can support your own neck.
Right.
I don't know. You got to be held. You got to sit up. Right.
Right.
Unbelievable.
One.
All right, dude. If that's so far out there, they knew where their plane was. So somebody went and looked for the plane.
Right.
Because. Yeah, I was going to say, if you are like, if this was 300 years ago, you just have to start a new tribe.
Yeah.
Because if you make it, you can make it.
Yeah.
I think if you can make it 40 days, you can make it for forever.
I would think that's true because you've already figured out a way to eat. You figured out a way to have water.
Right?
Yeah. I would.
You have to.
I think that's totally fair. So they could have literally started a new population of people there if they wanted to. That's crazy.
Well, somebody has going to have to sleep with a family member.
Desperate times.
You start a new tribe.
That's how the Bible goes.
Yeah, that is how the Bible goes.
So
yeah, I think.
I mean,
it had to.
I didn't hear about any other families.
That's the only way to start.
Yeah.
Dog. Yeah. If you figure out
crazy.
If you live 40 days, not on like the rations from the plane, from the land.
It was a little plane. I would assume short trip because it's a little plane. So there's no way they had like food and stuff in the plane.
All right. What's your move? If this happens to you,
just kill myself.
No. Can we
find an alligator and just say, hey, dude.
An alligator.
Yeah,
this is not going to
happen. Death by gator.
All right. So you go to, you got to water.
Got to find water first. Well, I'm sorry. Shelter's probably most important.
Shelter.
Immediately have to find shelter.
Stay in the plane?
I would think I'd stay by the plane because that's where people are probably going to come looking for you.
And I wonder if they got that. No, the plane's still, I guess you get it all out of the trees and put it on the ground so you can get a more level.
I mean, it looks like this whole thing is nose down into the ground.
All right, then I would sleep right there.
I'd sleep in the plane.
But they said they slept in the trees.
It said they slept in tree stumps, yeah.
Yeah, because on the ground is the bad stuff.
True.
Oh, my.
I wonder if they were able to make fire.
I make fire.
Like, how does...
Like a Jungle Book.
Yeah. Like, how does the... How cold does it get in the Amazon at night?
That is unreal, dude. I wonder if they were making fire, and then somebody had to go get the water.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you get... Maybe there's like a bucket in there?
Well, I mean, that means the 13-year-old probably has to leave the 9, the 4, and the 1-year-old alone
to
go and get
them. All right, do you leave if you find the water, where what direction do you go?
Right.
And how do you know if you get lost? No, I would be done, dude.
That's why I would be done. That's why I just said, like, kill myself. Like, all right, it's insane.
We're looking at this photo. This is dense.
Yeah.
Dense.
You can't see past the wreckage. That's how dense the forest is.
And if you get out of where you see that, which is, how long? Probably 100 yards? Less than that.
This space that we're looking at?
If you walked away from that, how far until you can't see the plane? Oh, 50 yards. 20 yards.
Yeah, 20 yards.
Then you're in the middle. Then you're in the middle.
You're lost.
You got to yell? You can yell.
I guess.
Hey, you can, but that's not going to go that far. Yeah. Unreal.
Dude, that's nuts.
How do the guys get there to rescue
him? I don't know, man. I do not know what I would do in a situation like this. Everybody likes to say like, oh, dude, I would just, have no clue, man.
I guess you have a little bit of.
You're in the Amazon, dude.
There's snakes. There's snakes and alligators.
And leopards.
Yeah, they have a lot of things that are eat you.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Everything in the world that can eat you lives in there. And you're just in there. You literally got airdropped into their domain.
That's like one of the TV shows, but real.
Yeah.
It's like a Man versus Wild.
If they recreated society from this, the four of them.
That's like
they're like the founding fathers of this new Amazonian.
And they go rescue them. They're like, hey, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. how many days in do you think you would start to be like, no one's gonna come get us?
Nah, never.
You think you'd never give that up?
No, never. You can't.
All right. How many days in would you be until you would be like,
Like Corey's calling.
This isn't so bad.
Corey's calling.
Okay, get him.
Yo, dude.
What's up, stud?
Yo, we're on the pod.
Oh, dang. What's it for?
We got asked a follow up for your situation.
Yeah, let's get it.
Do you want to talk about it or no? Is it private?
What are you talking about? What situation?
You know what situation we're talking about, dude. The breast milk. The breast milk.
Talking about. Pink eye.
Yeah, the pink eye.
Pink eye?
Yes, dude.
Oh, yeah. I've been pounding breast milk.
No, you haven't, dude. No, you haven't. Everybody sent this to me. They're like, dude, you got to review this on the pod.
Bro, I find different pregnant ladies and just grab a pull off the
email. No, okay. All right. No, I shouldn't. This is why we shouldn't have called him, dude. Wait, what did you do with it? Did you do it or no?
Yeah, I did it. I've done it before with my sister-in-law here. Yeah, I just said, hey, I need to get a pull. Can I grab a quick squeeze? And she was like, yeah, it's all good. Like, we're family.
Dude, you're lying.
I didn't squeeze it, but she did it for me.
Okay. Well, how do they get it into the bottle?
Oh, I mean, you pump it. You use the little thing.
Okay, I didn't need the sound effect, I don't think. Yeah.
Are you getting the audio on this?
Yeah, no, I think I
got loud and clear, Corey. Loud and clear.
So did one of your band guys go over to the place?
No, bro. It was the guy who was running point on the event. I was joking with him. I was like, dude, you know what heals it? I showed him my eye.
Yeah.
He's like, God, that's a mess. I said, you know what heals it? Like, homeopathically is breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, oh, dude, I've heard that. So literally during our set, we had like a 75-minute set. He went to the nursing mother's
at
an outdoor festival and friggin' asked the lady. And she was like, oh, for Corey, absolutely anything.
Okay, anything? Dude, I don't even know if I could pull something like that. All right.
I don't like that she knew who it was for.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, it was for somebody else. If it was for somebody else, they wouldn't do it. But they did it for you.
For me, yeah. She was like, dude, I got an abundance. Like, these are pretty big. And you know, I got a lot of... You know what I mean?
And then but doesn't the milk go bad after a while, right?
Yeah, I had to refrigerate it. And eventually I froze it.
And how's your eye now? No, you didn't. You froze it into a cube and put that in your eye?
Swear to God, dude. Liquid gold. Hashtag liquid gold. Wait, everyone keeps saying it.
How did you get it onto your
shot?
How'd you get it onto your eye?
You put it on a cotton ball.
Okay, that's how we're asking. You put it on a cotton ball. And then how is it doing now?
Honestly, it's a lot better. I'll take a picture of it, but it's pretty good.
Great. Yeah. We'll take that pic.
All right.
Not the milk.
All right. Yeah. And did you thank the woman?
I'm going to reach out on Instagram and just put a post that says, hey, whoever's, you know, colostrum that was, please hit me up.
Please.
I don't know what that word is.
Yeah. I don't know what that word is. Yeah. We don't have kids. We never heard of that.
I don't know if that's correct or not. But
that's an, and what is any, did anybody give you any trouble for it?
Yeah, a bunch of pastors were freaking out. Like, we knew this guy was a heretic, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, whatever. Yeah. But, dude, the woman army that came out from it was amazing.
Support.
So much support.
And, yeah. And,
everyone hashtagging liquid gold.
Oh, yeah, dude. Unbelievable. All right. Yeah, we got to the bottom of it. Everybody was like, dude, we have to discuss this on the pod.
Yeah, I mean, put that on there. If you recorded it, just let everybody know. I got to do a follow-up, but I haven't.
Okay, and that this woman, this poor child that is like, you know, hasn't eaten in a day.
He's starving.
All right, dude, good to hear from you. I'll call you about golf.
All right, dog.
All right, dude, you're the man.
What a guy, dude.
All right, so we got to the bottom of it.
We figured it out.
Yeah.
Now we know, dude.
That solves it.
Now we know.
That guy's out here.
That contradicts the study that we read that says it gets worse.
Said he's going to send us a photo of it.
There you go.
Unbelievable.
If we have it, we'll put it in the episode.
Oh, yeah. You want to get to the Nuggets?
Let's get to the Nuggets.
All right. With these two sports stories. All right. Yeah. Oh, no. This is the best day of Alex's life. This is the Alex's life.
I feel vindicated.
Vindicated. You should.
Yeah. So this is the Nuggets won the NBA Finals.
Nikola Jokic won the NBA Finals. He lives in Serbia, lives in Denver.
Yep. And they interviewed him after the game, as they do, and in his press conference.
Hold on, pause. The best thing that could ever happen to you the best thing that ever happened to you when you win the NBA Finals would be what? In 3 days.
The parade. Yeah.
That's you're done. The game's over.
Yeah.
You're celebrating. You're adorned by fans that have grown up Nugget fans their whole life. You're going to go through the streets on a convertible. Everybody's going to love you. Just all the admiration and love and attention you can imagine.
You did it.
The best day in the city's history.
Yeah.
You did it.
And they asked him about the parade after the game.
You said after the Lakers win, you said you were surprised that you didn't feel more. So I'm curious what you are feeling right now and if you're looking forward to a parade coming up in Denver.
When is parade?
Thursday.
No. I need to go home. Okay.
Hey, anyone from Denver, you throw in the towel.
Hey. If anybody had any doubt about Denver.
If anyone came to Alex about the city of Denver, hey.
Dude.
That's it.
This is the greatest moment in his career.
Yeah.
He's won the NBA Finals. He's brought the championship to Denver.
On Monday night.
Yeah. He's brought it to Denver. It's the first championship in 47 years. He also won MVP.
Yeah.
He also was the first in so many categories to do what he
did. The best day of everything.
Crazy freak performance. Yep. And he's now pissed.
And he leads the city. He's mad that he has to stay in the city. For 3 days. 2.5 days. Denver, the tourism bureau, the downtown district, everybody's just got to resign.
Yeah.
You got to resign.
All the reporters giggle because they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He's not kidding.
He's dead serious.
He's like genuinely
played again.
Vexed.
I love it. Yeah.
You said after the Lakers win.
So good.
You said you were surprised that you didn't feel
more. Yes, when is parade?
So I'm curious what you are feeling right now. And if you're looking forward to a parade coming up,
No is my favorite.
When is parade?
Thursday.
No. I need to go home. Okay.
You go. All right. I've been there when that like flights have been canceled.
And yes.
Like I'm in Syracuse. I'm like, all right. So I'm instead of going home to LA, I'm gonna have to be here. You're like, I can't eat at the subway.
Yeah.
For 3 days, like there's no,
like I can't accept that this is the truth.
And he just won it all.
And he goes, I have to go home. And then they all laugh, and he turns and just goes,
that's so good.
I get, because that's how I felt.
So
in Denver.
Good.
I get it.
And in Serbia, I would say, let me say this about Serbia, it's not on a list of vacation spots.
Correct.
Serbia, to me, seems like cold.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not?
I've never been.
I don't even know where it is.
I don't know.
Andrew?
Serbia?
No, I think of Russian. I think Russian.
Eastern Europe. Come on. Give it to me.
Where is Serbia?
It's right above Kosovo. North of Kosovo.
Where's Kosovo?
I'm going out on a limb here.
Hungary, Serbia. Oh, Serbia. All right.
What was that, Alex?
It's north of Kosovo. You got it, dude.
North of Kosovo. Oh, by. All right, it's not cold.
It's also, it's
not cold there.
It's near Albania, where I go yearly. So Albania is great.
It's the neighboring country. You didn't know?
I don't know, dude.
All right, yeah. All right, so no, it's not bad over there. I thought it was up north, like Russian. And
oh,
like
no.
I thought it was like they wear hats like the guy in the January 6th riot. I thought that's
the fur hats.
Yeah,
I mean they still may. I have no.
That's
idea.
Way up there.
All right. Yeah, no, it's down.
It's
here.
Like down by like Croatia, and Croatia's nice.
Yep.
Yeah, they got unbelievable beaches. Yep. All right, so I take that back. I take that back. It's probably nice there. And
do you know what? I would put money on the fact that it's better than Denver.
Oh yeah, dude, it's way better than Denver. Way better than it. That is, like, if you go, hey, you got to stay 3 days in Denver. Like, I know how work is. You like to work. I like to work. And you go to a place to work. You're mm-hmm. like, and when the work's done, I'm out. If you miss the parade.
Bro.
That's just, I mean, that vindicates you times 10.
He's got to be in the owner's office being like, I'll do parade.
Gosh.
I'll do parade.
I do parade.
After parade.
Yeah.
Your jet. I'm taking.
Oh, you're taking me.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I did
yeah.
this for you.
Yeah.
You do that for me.
And don't fly me over the Colombian jungle. Bro.
And I might come back and play for you next year.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe. How long is parade? Because he's already like he likes to play, but he's already like
he's a beast.
But you know when the NBA season ends two months ago.
Yeah.
For the regular season.
Yeah.
He's been in Denver. Think about it. Way longer
yes.
than he wants to be.
Yeah.
And if you play 2 months into the postseason, your next season starts sooner.
Yeah.
Way sooner.
I mean, when is NBA opening day?
I mean, Thanksgiving, is it? Opening day? Conclude on Sunday, play in tournament, the final start. No, that's not
NBA. No, this isn't
scheduled 2024 season. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be in October.
October 24th.
Yeah.
So he's got a few months.
Oh, gosh, dude.
Tough. Tough look for Denver,
and tough,
dude.
Tough look for anyone who got mad at you on the Denver take.
Dude, I mean, people continue to tell me that it's a terrible place. Like,
yeah,
people continue to pile on.
I said this. I don't want to bring this up, really, but I said that about Salt Lake City. I went to Salt Lake City this weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, what happened to Salt Lake City?
I've never been. What's it like?
But people say that we trash on all city. We don't.
No, but went to Chicago this weekend.
Yep.
Loved it.
Really?
Phenomenal city.
Excellent.
Phenomenal.
I went to Boston.
Can't wait to go back.
Loved it.
There you go.
I went to, where else did we go? We went to West Palm. Obviously, nobody's trashing on West Palm Beach. Right. Some of these like big down, you're like, this is terrible. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a NASCAR race there, and everybody's like, are you going to get shot?
That's awesome. Well, I mean, Chicago. Everybody would tell me that you're going to get robbed and you're going to get shot.
And you're
blah,
like,
blah,
no.
blah. And it's like, dude, we had a great time.
And that's what everybody said. Like, hey, Portland is like, and I went there and I was like, this is a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a scene from The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And there I go, I'm here.
Yeah.
This is what, and that's how the internet's getting better also.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I've heard great things. You're like, no, I'm here today.
More perspective.
I'm here for today. It's April 21st. It's a disaster.
Yep.
Here's the, you're like, oh, thank you. Salt Lake City,
yeah,
beautiful.
Okay.
And I would say beautiful everything. Top 10, the landscape is unbelievable.
Cool.
The women are attractive.
Cool.
I don't know how else to say that. But
men for your 3%?
Men are attractive.
Okay.
Yeah. is this a hat, a 3% hat?
Yep.
Is it?
Yep.
No, I bought this from Stormy. You know Stormy?
I do.
Yeah, from Russell.
Doesn't mean it's bad.
What does it say?
Hey, cowboy.
Hey, cowboy.
Yeah. I like it.
Is that?
That's a great hat.
Is it for women?
No.
You don't think?
No, I don't think so. It's a great hat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think it's a good hat.
It's taking up about 3% of your wardrobe. It's perfect.
Why
it's
is Andrew laughing?
I don't know. He's a giggly guy.
Yeah. I got that looks like a cool hat.
Such an 85-year-old thing to say.
No, but there's like
that
a bunch
looks
of
like a cool hat.
There's like a bunch of cowboy hats.
Yeah.
And they make like custom hats and they're great. Yeah, Rustler. And I go. And I was looking at it and I saw that. I go, what about that hat?
Yeah.
And it was like, no, that's like in the women. It's a hat.
I like it, dude.
I'm rocking it.
I got to get in there too and see what she's got.
All right. So you say, can I wear this?
You can definitely wear that.
Hey, cowboy.
If you stop wearing that, I'll be upset with you.
Would people think I'm gay?
No.
They wouldn't?
No. Not for that.
Hey, cowboy. But a cowboy is gender neutral.
Is it?
It's a
person.
So
the word cowgirl, we just don't need anymore. We just
well, I never. It wouldn't. Hey, cowgirl doesn't make any sense on a hat.
Why?
Hey, cowboy. That's like hey, partner.
I like it, dude.
Hey, buddy.
You don't have to convince me. I like it.
I feel like I'm trying to convince you.
Me or
but
you?
I don't need to.
Who are you talking to here?
I'm trying to convince myself.
Stream of consciousness.
I was like, guys, I can wear this.
This is a good hat, right?
I like the hat and I like the fit. It's like, hey, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, cowboy.
Hey, partner. Hey, chief.
Yeah.
If I had a hey, chief on, mm-hmm. that's cool.
Yeah.
That's the same.
I said it was. Bro, great hat.
Hilarious. No,
let's hit another sports thing.
Oh, yeah. Let's do one more.
Let's do this one.
You want to go live?
Yeah.
Live golf? Oh, yeah. All right. How much time we got? I don't want to go too deep into this, but
we're good.
Oh, yeah, we're good. All right. Well, a lot of people have a lot of feelings about the live golf.
Yes.
Because they...
you're going to need to add context to this one. Right. I don't think everybody's going to
know. The PGA Tour that we've been watching since we were kids is like, that's the golf.
It's like the NFL for golf.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And then last year, a competitor came on the landscape and called Live Golf and poached, I wouldn't say poached, but just got some of the main players to come play for them because they have more money.
Paid them astronomical contracts.
And the PGA Tour said anybody that goes over there or supports that supports human rights violations because they have all the Middle East with all, they have different rules over there.
Live is owned by?
The Saudis.
Got it.
Yeah, Saudi. And they have done a lot of killing of people, or they don't support homosexuality, or it's illegal there. I think it's illegal to... have sex outside of marriage there. You could be punishable by death. Like a lot of
the same stuff we talked about with the World Cup.
With the World Cup. Yeah. Same type stuff. Yeah. All right. Sure. Which nobody said anything about that, but here we are. Okay. And then everybody was like, Liv's the worst, Liv's the worst, Liv's the worst. And you said that the Liv product is not great.
Andrew's watched. He said it's
He said
great.
The courses are bad. The broadcasts are not good. Anyway, it seemed like the PGA Tour had kind of escaped and kind of maybe won or something.
Yeah, they had lost some players, but it was looking like it was just going to move on.
It looked like the people that went over there were regretting that, right? Is that fair to say? And then the people that are still on this side is like good for sticking with the legacy and the heritage of the PGA Tour and we're doing right by you.
Right.
And then this week they announce that they are merging.
Yeah.
And everybody is just like, everybody's losing their minds.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody's losing their minds.
Yeah.
This is the worst thing ever. Andrew has some colorful takes on it, but he said he can't be trusted on mic for this.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's just too emotional to really emotional. Speak on the issue.
And all right. Here's my thoughts. Let me just, I'll just sum it up in, you want to say? What is Andrew? Give him the mic. What do you think, Andrew?
I just think
this is the first time Andrew's ever grabbed it. Usually he just leans over.
I just feel bad for the guys like Rory McIlroy, who stuck their neck out for guys like Jay Monahan,
to defend it,
CEO of the PGA Tour, and to defend it, and then to just get stabbed in the back,
crushed,
and lose like hundreds of millions of dollars,
crushed. Yeah, and
then they're just like, yeah, you know, you'll be rewarded, but like you're not going to be rewarded because they're just going to carry on with the league, and
it's reverting back to like, oh, I didn't mean that. Right. And all the stuff. And here's what I think happened. Okay. Yeah. And all the sports leagues have competition, right? So you watch
there's NFL. Now three football leagues.
Yeah. There's the USFL, the XFL, and they can exist.
And then the CFL in Canada.
So they're on ESPN and it's like the Roughnecks against the battle.
Defenders.
Yeah. Or whatever. Yep. It's less. You can tell the broadcast is not as good, right?
Yep.
But it's lower football. Budget,
lower talent.
Yeah. And I think the NFL knows that. Okay. The NBA merged with the ABA in the 60s. Mm-hmm. What else? There's the NBA doesn't have any of the NFL. Their Major League Soccer was trying to get off the ground in the 90s and 2000s in the US for forever.
Yep.
There's a bunch of little minor leagues, and then the MLS started. Mm-hmm. So that you don't get to own the sport.
Yeah, if you look at like lacrosse right now, is like trying to figure it out.
Yeah, pickleball trying to have a federation. NASCAR has, they're not even, there's F1. Mm-hmm. There is Indy. There's a lot of, and they can all exist.
Yep.
Right?
Definitely.
And I think the NASCAR to me is the best. Mm-hmm. The NFL, the NBA, the MLB is the best. But like, you don't, anyway, So I think the Saudis, this is what I think happened. I have no background for this. Yep. I think the Saudis are, first of all, they've gotten into a lot of sports.
Yeah.
I think with a culture like that, it's hard to get into pop culture.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's harder to get into pop culture because music is different. Mm-hmm. And it's harder to get into movies.
Yep.
But sports, they can, it's a worldwide.
Yeah, I think you can buy influence easier in sports.
So, and they have a lot of European soccer teams.
Yes.
They own a bunch of them.
Well, and they just tried to pay Messi to come play over there.
Yes.
They offered him, I think, $1 billion.
A lot.
And then he said, I'm going to go to play in Miami. And then they said, Miami. How about $1.6 billion?
Yeah.
And he said, no, I'm still going to go to Miami.
That's
so they're making a push on multiple fronts to buy influence in sports right
now. Yeah. And they've gotten into cricket. I know. They've gotten into cricket. And they've gotten into, they're big in racing. Mm-hmm. They're big in F1. And all right. What I think, because when you see that news, and that's what this whole podcast is about, right? You see that guy, Joel Osteen Church, you go, right?
Yep.
You go, You see you see this news and you go, and what I think happened, I could be wrong. This is the only thing that makes sense to me. They wanted to get into golf and start golf because they like golf and they like sports and they have money.
Right.
Why are you, and if you told me, they were like, all right, so I think they get into it and they get this immediate pushback about human rights.
Yeah.
And they're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
They like golf and they wanted to put money into golf.
Right.
I don't think they were trying to, they just wanted to compete and you're allowed to compete.
Yep.
And they had money and they wanted to put it in golf.
Yep.
And the guy, the leader of the PGA, whoever, whatever his name is, was like, anyone who supports this supports 9/11.
Okay.
If I was them, I would be like, that's like somebody saying, oh, you went to college in Alabama. You must like sleep with your sister. And you're like, what?
Just completely ignorant.
Just a huge, like a bubble of like anyone with that color of skin.
Yes.
That lives in that area. To say you are connected to Al Qaeda is nuts.
Yeah. It's racism by definition.
It's not. Yeah. That's like saying, hey, you're Christian. You must go to Joel Osteen's church.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, by title, I guess they are Christian and but I'm not that.
No.
Or I'm not, or you must, what about the church that does like the bombs the abortion clinics? Like, are you them?
That's a better
example. That's a better one. Yeah, Westboro
Baptist.
Because
radical beliefs.
Yeah. Then you go, wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And then if you go, you can't compete with us because you, all these human rights, you're not saying based on merit or based on money. Mm-hmm. You called in this, all this emotional, you're in charge of 9/11 to compete with them because they didn't want them to get off the ground.
Right.
If I was them, I would think some kind of way about that.
The first point that to everything you just said, in addition, the first point I would raise in terms of the human rights violations is, I'm sorry, have you guys met one of your biggest sponsors? It's a company called Nike. Do you know who makes all of their apparel?
All of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Slave labor factories
in Asia. If you're going to go down that road, if you're going to go down the moral clause road, everything's out.
Yeah.
Whoever made these, everything in here.
Every piece of apparel that Tiger Woods wears.
That's the slipperiest of all slopes.
Yes.
It's not even a slope. It's a cliff.
Yeah. So
it's a slippery cliff.
Yeah. Put your stones down and walk away.
Immediately.
Come on.
Immediately. Bible reference from Alex. Thank you, dude. An hour and 20 minutes.
One of my favorite stories.
Where if you go with the human rights, that covers everything. That's not an argument to be made.
It's like mutually assured destruction. Like if you push the nuke button, like everybody pushed the nuke button, we all die. If you play the human rights card,
we're all out of it.
Yeah.
Because everybody's out of it.
Yes.
So everybody's out of it.
Yeah.
So you go, so they, and they, and they, it's like this, but that's kind of like, I don't want to make a comparison to religion in like how we grew up, but like, it was like the, don't do it because it's bad.
Mm. Yeah.
And then it was like, wait, like.
No actual reasoning.
No actual like, hey, this is why. It's just like, don't do it because God says no.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, all right. And you kind of follow that for like a while. And you're like, wait.
Yeah.
Like the Saudis are bad. It's like your grandpa, really, the J, whoever, whatever his name is, the Peter, he's like, well, they're evil. And you're like, wait. What are you saying?
What's the guy's name, Andrew? Jay Monahan. He's the CEO of the PGA.
And let me just also say, That guy's being piled on right now, and if he hurt himself,
oh, you don't do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't want to see that. Yeah.
No, because I have a little bit of sensitivity to wherever that guy is sitting right now,
for sure.
And he's getting crushed.
Yes,
and he's getting crushed.
Let's be clear: we're critiquing his business moves, not him as a person.
And I don't even know if they were his. Sure. But yeah, he's the president.
Yeah,
and I think with my career as a public figure, if you make some choices, the criticism is,
there's accountability for those.
Yes.
Yes.
That's all we're saying. Yep. Now, we're not saying he's a bad person. We're not saying we wouldn't get lunch with him.
I don't know him.
And I run a business that is like very, very small, and I feel a lot of stress for that.
Absolutely.
And I can't imagine. So let me just say that.
Absolutely.
That's always the case.
Now back to the smoke.
Yeah. What is
What are you thinking, Jay?
That's a crazy. It's just like, because you're going back on all the stuff you said earlier.
Right.
He's like, it's good for the game.
Andrew, he was very hypercritical about this lip, right?
Yeah, he was so critical because my take is that he was critical because he wasn't getting any of the money. And then they offered him a bag and he said, well, all the stuff that I was critical about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, never mind.
Oh, I get $10 million?
Yeah.
I'll go.
Oh, me personally?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I could get a Scottsdale. I could get a house on the golf course.
Yeah.
You
could get a golf course.
You could get a golf course.
I think Liv probably just said, listen, we tried to kind of play nice.
Yeah.
And you threw a bunch of dirt on our name.
Yeah.
And we're not happy about that. And so what we have here on this presentation is projections for us overtaking you in 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that because money.
Yeah, money.
And you can either basically join us now and we'll merge, or we'll just buy you in 3 years and that'll be really embarrassing.
And we'll own all of
them. So what do you guys want to do? And they probably said, that's probably how it's going.
Let's do that.
Let's come back to the table. Let's have a conversation.
Because they said they'd spent already, and I don't know the where they're going in court, but they spent $100 million.
Liv did.
No, the PGA, which they did not have.
To
fight them in court.
Oh, wow.
And they go, and then Liv would stay in court with them for forever.
Yeah.
Forever. And
well,
they
their
know
money's
they
not even on record. Like Saudi money is not even on books.
Gosh, dude.
It's royalty money.
And you know what's crazy? They don't even speak the language. They're not even in court.
Right.
They're not even here.
They just told the lawyers, figure it out.
He's like fighting with a guy from Brooklyn.
Yeah, right. He's like, dude, I grew up down the street from you. He's eat at the same pizza shop.
He's like, let me call him. He's like, it's 2 a.m. over there. Yeah. No, yeah.
And now the U.S. Senate is going to start investigating the deal to see how it
doesn't
was,
matter. They have money. We don't.
Played out.
They have money. We don't.
Sure.
That's like U.S. The U.S., honestly, the U.S. has done this to countries all around the world for forever.
Yeah. My unpopular take is I love this and I hope Liv wins.
I think that
the PGA Tour and I think that U.S. government thinks that we're all, we can't be messed with. Everything is,
that's why they said that. Yeah.
Watch what happens when we throw so much money at you that you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Here.
And
we're coming.
And I think you're going to see more of this. And I don't think I have a take on the human rights stuff. I don't think that is what it is. But if you're going to play that card, you're going to lose.
Yes.
You're going to lose.
Yes.
Everybody loses. I don't care how how progressive you are, you will lose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how many boycotts or how many or not even progressive, because how much principle you live by.
Yeah.
If you wake up, if your eyes open, you're compromised.
Because
if your eyes are open in the morning and you stay, you're compromised.
Yeah.
Whatever your house, wherever you woke up.
It's also like Liv had originally had, I think, good grounds of like lawsuit here because they came after the PGA and said, you're a monopoly.
Yeah.
You're slandering us.
Yeah.
We're just trying to make a league.
Yeah.
You guys are not allowed to be a monopoly by your own law.
By your own law.
So figure that out.
So
we're gonna go play golf.
So you know who's doing this to all these businesses? Amazon.
Yeah.
Once your business, like I used to work in this football coaching industry, and some guy had a new set of pads. Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I developed this in my basement. I have a patent on these pads.
Nice.
My boss was in essence like, well, if that gets popular, Adidas is gonna buy it,
mm-hmm.
and then it's Adidas.
Yeah.
So anytime someone smaller Like, then they're just going to buy it. And Amazon, when a company is, they're just like, we sold it to Amazon, right? All the apps, I built Snapchat up and I sold it to Disney. Or I sold it to
Instagram to Facebook.
Yeah, I sold it to the bigger guy.
Yeah.
That's
the move.
Yeah. So if USFL, let's say they get 2 years, 3 years, and it starts to become good and people are watching it in prime time, what the NFL will do is probably like, hey, we'll merge and we'll keep your three franchises.
Yep.
And you can now be the Rough Riders and you're now going to play against the Saints.
Yep.
That's how that's been going forever.
That's business.
And based on our rules, that is business.
Yeah.
So they go, well, if you like these guys, you are not a good person and you're taking money and you're responsible for 9/11.
Illegal. That's illegal. You're not allowed to say that.
He's like, hey, I checked your rules. Yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah. Your rule book says.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And I mean, is golf going anywhere? No. I like to play golf. I still play golf on the weekends. The golf courses are not going in. If you said the PGA Tour, Tiger Woods, I think the PGA Tour, we spent way too much time on this topic already. PGA Tour is post-Tiger Woods era is hurting. Tremendous. They're like one or two sponsors away from like having to get money from somewhere.
Oh, wow.
Like it's now like.
Like from the Saudis?
Yeah. I would say the post Dale Earnhardt NASCAR era.
Yeah.
It's like not. It's,
great comparison.
It's going good.
Yeah. You've lost your heroes.
The tracks are packed.
Yeah.
People like it on the weekends, but it's not on ESPN anymore. Mm-hmm. It's on now they're moving to, and I think it's going to come back.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of young drivers that are amazing.
Yeah.
But it's like in
it
this.
It takes time.
It's just in this.
You're in a lull.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of a hiatus.
And
Liv smells blood in the water.
But the thing is crazy is if they would never have played the human rights card, the product is terrible. And I think it was on the CW and they cut away to go to reruns of Seinfeld because it went into like extra time. And I think the product was bad.
Wow.
And I think if they would have if they never said anything.
They were scared.
And because they played the human rights card.
I think they were scared. I think that's why they played that card. I think they probably looked at the books and looked at the ratings and went, they could actually, if Liv comes out and does their thing here, they could cause a hit to us.
I think,
so they lashed out in security.
Before they saw the product.
Right.
Because then you saw the product go, oh.
Yeah.
And a lot of the players that took the money had said that they regretted it. That these people don't care about golf. It's not a great product. The team thing, that nobody was interested in it. The crowds were like, no respect for the game, like not the tradition of the PGA Tour, which is what they have.
Yeah, but also you're making $300 million, so shut up.
Yeah,
like
also that,
like good for you. Because if you won every major for the next 2 years, you wouldn't make that much money, right?
No, not even close.
There's no way you would ever be able to do that.
All those players
take
left
the money.
The PGA Tour immediately was like, "We have another $100 million for the players in a fund if the players win."
They're funny, funny how that happens.
Because of what?
Competition.
Competition, dude.
You need it.
And let me tell you. When Continental Airlines gets bought by United, it's not good
for
the consumer.
Why?
Over time, if you only have one or two,
yes.
If all we have the government is USPS,
yes,
they can like.
But on the other hand, if there are more and more upcoming airlines that are forcing the big players, to get more nimble or
to
more accommodating or whatever, that's what we.
Hey, be against this and then go get an Uber. Go get in an Uber. You're a hypocrite because the cabs were treating people terrible.
Yeah,
and then. Somebody's like, hey, this would help. And then they go, you want that.
Capitalism, man.
Your rules.
That's it.
Your
rules.
Your rules.
Your rules.
Can we
do one more?
Yeah, one more.
So last week, there were the big fires going on in Canada. Yep. I actually don't even know the update of them, if they're still going on.
Canada's greatest export, smoke.
Smoke.
Yeah, okay.
Because of the smoke that all came down over the U.S., it turned a lot of the skies in America, specifically in New York City, like this bright orange.
It was a tough day over there.
It was wild.
Yeah, good thing people were still wearing masks up there.
Good
so they still had them. Okay, that was
good thing.
That
was good.
Yeah.
So
that guy looks like Andrew East.
So this is Sean Mendes.
Sean Mendes.
He does look a little like Andrew East,
doesn't he?
So Sean Mendes posted the day that this was all going on, that all the skies were orange and everything. And he posted some artwork for his new single that's coming out.
And the headline says, Shawn Mendes provides explanation after being criticized for using air pollution crisis to promote his music.
Oh, no.
Have you seen this?
No.
So what he did was he posted this photo.
No.
It's the New York skyline, very, very faintly apparent in the distance behind orange smoke.
Okay, yeah, which is like that was in the news. I've seen that photo in the news.
Yep, and so this says, and it says, what the hell are we dying for?
Okay.
Which
in some artwork, it looks like an album cover.
It is.
Oh, it is.
This is the cover for his new single.
It is?
Yep.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yep. And so all the he posted this without posting the song yet. And so everybody was like, why are you trying to profit off of a natural disaster?
Yes. Dude.
My trauma is not your cover art.
Okay. But that's true. That's funny. Yeah.
And then people started going, if this isn't some protest song, then I'm going to feel very uncomfortable with that cover
art. And if it is a protest song, it's even worse. Right. And what are you protesting, dude? Right.
So let me find this. Let me find this snippet for you real quick.
Oh, so he didn't take it down.
It's still up.
I respect that.
That's all I'm going to play because we'll get claimed.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with climate change or anything. It's about heartbreak.
Oh, man. All right. What does he say right there? I see right at the bottom. It's a great cup recovery.
Below it. Yeah.
Also donating to Canadian Red Cross. No. Hey, dude. You don't. No.
That was at 11:08 p.m. Tweet was at. Let's see what the
There's no way he did that. Was. Yeah. That's, dude, you just got to take it on the chin. You got to take it on the chin. If you do that, that is...
I think this is one of the funniest things in news right
That's
now.
That's unbelievable. So I didn't see it. I never saw that.
So the first tweet he put up at 11:08 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay, so he did do it immediately.
Okay, no, but hold on, go back up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the song.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what is did he this post one, that the same time as the
yes,
album cover? Okay,
yes,
he did.
11:08 p.m.
That's what I think is beautiful about like the human condition.
Uh-huh.
The human race is we're all I woke up. My biggest trauma, PTSD, is when I go to my Twitter and if it has like the notifications is 20 with a plus.
Mm.
That means something happened.
Yes.
When you see, because like you have 6, you have 9, you have 13, whatever. Like that's a normal when you check 20 plus, you go, oh no.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a lot.
And what, and it, by the nature of that platform,
yep.
Not good.
No.
And I woke up this morning, I go, oh no.
Yeah.
Right? And that's like, you, as many publicists and label people you can have, somebody goes, yeah, I'm doing it. And then somebody designed that. Somebody designed that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not him, like on his Instagram.
Yeah. He didn't do this on Canva.
Someone did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And said, we're going to post this.
Yep.
Just and we're sitting here Monday morning quarterbacking it. We'd be like, how could you possibly? But that's just what's beautiful about the whole this podcast, the whole journey of like, I can't believe they made that choice.
I love it. I think I think it's hilarious.
Oh, we're
just
talking
happy
about it
happened. Yeah, this is so.
It is very funny. It is very funny.
And it's like celebrities are going to celebrity.
Celebrities are going to celebrity. Dude. That should be a like a section in this pod.
Yeah.
Celebrities are going to celebrity.
Celebrity-ing.
Just like, I mean, it's just great. Nobody said anything. They go, hey, that's like when the, what was it during the song during COVID? That was just the top tier.
Oh, they all did Gal Gadot.
Heal the World or something
Imagine.
Like that. If you don't.
In 50 different keys.
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for him. I mean, that's just tough. All right. We'll get to 2 emails and then we're out of here.
Yeah. Let's hit them.
Yeah. This is very important. 2 very important. Are they fact checks? They're fact
checks.
Fact checks. That came by the way of email.
Yeah.
Okay. We had talked about last week about there was a tow truck with a ramp down.
Yep.
And somebody was bombing on the interstate 60 miles an hour and ramped it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, this is our dream. This is our dream. We've all thought about this. We've all wondered if we could do it. We all wondered if we'd land on our, if we'd land Dukes of Hazzard style and keep driving. Yeah. Every time I see one, and you said every time you see one, you want to do it.
Oh, yeah. Every time.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
Every time. And we got an email.
Someone did it.
Read it.
So this says, John and Alex, love listening to the pod every Wednesday. Brings lots of laughter to my finance job. I'll keep this short and sweet. Nice. I just want to point out the driver in the flatbed truck video was actually a female. So that proves it's not just guys who dream about this GTA style stunt. Girlfriend was having that post-Swifty amnesia and thought she'd send it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Hilarious.
Thanks, Emma.
Well done. Great email. Okay. Well, this changes the whole story.
How so?
Well, I may be careful with my words here. Mm-hmm. If it was a guy, mm-hmm. we'd be like, dude, he sent it. Mm-hmm. If it was a woman, she's distracted. She did it on accident. Right?
Can't multitask.
Well, okay. I don't want to be sexist.
Well, we are.
No, I will be. Yeah.
That's the premise here.
Yeah. No, that's kind of the premise. Yeah. I would think like Evel Knievel. Mm-hmm. He pulls up to the Grand Canyon. He's like, dude, if we get a ramp, we can get over this thing. Mm-hmm. That's a man thing to think.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that. The moon. Let's get a rocket. Let's get up there. That's a man thought.
Sure.
Right? I was on tour one time and I tore up my, I was being introduced backstage and it was dark and I ran, I tore up my leg, mm-hmm. bleeding all down my leg. There's no woman on the bus.
Right.
And I still have a scar on my leg because no one knew how to wrap it mm-hmm. or like, and that, not to be stereotypical, that is generally a woman is better at that. Mm-hmm. Is that fair to say?
It's a motherly thing.
More nurturing.
Yes.
Quality.
Yep.
A man, let's get the moon.
Right.
Now, you can say whatever you want about gender and whatever your marches and whatever. Those are facts. Mm-hmm. Those are just facts. Are there women that want to jump the Grand Canyon? Yes. Are there men that can wrap a wound? Yes. Mm-hmm. Are there men that can be an elementary school teacher? Yes. But women, by their nurturing, mothering qualities in their are better at it. Mm-hmm. And men are better at fixing transmissions.
See, I think that this was a woman who is in a very healthy relationship with a man.
Oh, you have another angle.
She knows. Oh, yeah. She knows that he's always wanted to do this.
Okay.
But he's never had the chance to.
Okay.
She's driving by herself.
She's by herself.
And she sees it.
Yeah.
She sees the truck and she goes, oh yeah, that would be actually.
Does she see
I'm gonna hit this.
Does she see the Joel Osteen guy?
I think she
because she knows that there's body cam. They see there's cops.
She might see the cameras. Yeah. So she knows that she's gonna be on video.
Her boyfriend's gonna see
there's
this.
Gonna be proof for this.
That's how I think. Like
I think
that
she's
angle.
Seizing the opportunity because she's thinking, I can't wait to go home and share this story with my boyfriend or my husband.
And he's like, hey, the $35,000 Ford Escort or whatever or Honda Civic is totaled. He would be like, worth it.
He's a man. He'll fix it.
Yeah, dude. I like that angle. That was better than mine. Yeah. Where the girl goes, I mean, but it's just right there. It's like the kid that jumped off the cruise ship. Mm. Remember, he jumped off the cruise ship and then he got eaten by
sharks. Intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, it's just right there.
Yep.
Because you're. Well, I guess we don't know. We have no idea if they did it on purpose.
I'd love to hear it.
If you're right there, and you see it, and you go. I don't know. But a woman, it does change it. It does change it as a woman. Thanks for that. Thanks for that fact check. Very, very important.
Let's go on.
Thank last you, one.
All right. Last one. This is... All right.
I starred this one. This one's nuts.
All right. Funny story. I haven't read this one yet. But back in 2015, my mother-in-law went to
this
a...
This is titled Concert Amnesia. Because the background is with the Taylor Swift.
Perfect.
We said that doesn't exist.
Back in 2015, my mother-in-law went to a Neil Diamond concert with my father-in-law and two sisters-in-law. A lot of
how can the mother-in-law and the father-in-law?
I don't even know how to unpack that.
Oh, yeah, no. I was thinking that my mom and my...
My mother-in-law.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
And my father-in-law and two sisters-in-law.
Okay.
So she's with the in-laws.
Yeah, okay, got it.
While leaving the concert, she said she was surprised Neil did not sing Sweet Caroline and America, which are his two
biggest
songs.
What if Neil Diamond didn't sing Sweet Caroline?
That'd be crazy.
That'd be nuts.
Yeah. The rest of the family looked at her like she was nuts because they had just heard those songs. She hadn't had...
When is this? In the 80s?
2015.
Okay. That wasn't a joke.
Though.
That wasn't a joke. All right, this is recent.
2015.
Okay, this is recent. And this is grandma?
Mother-in-law.
Just so I want to say, you want to say 60s.
Sure.
Not.
Yeah, Neil Diamond fan.
Okay, yeah. Not 80.
No, definitely not.
Not 70.
I think 60s is probably right on.
Late 60s.
Yeah.
Okay.
She hadn't had anything to drink at the concert, but had continued to not remember parts of the evening. Hmm. They thought she was having a stroke. They spent most of that night in the ER, spent a couple more days following up with a neurologist and having many scans done.
Okay.
There was no stroke or damage done. The doctors could not find anything wrong with her. We thought it was an answer to prayer. This week, so they thought like she was having like mental
like, and she,
and
issues.
Then, oh, and she was having something, and the doctor said, "Do you have
you're
nothing?
Fine. Yeah, you're fine." And they were like, praise God.
Why don't we start with this? Right. This is insane, dude.
This week, she heard the story of the Swifties that you guys were talking about and feels
the
like
same
she
lady?
Now has answers. Yeah.
That lady?
Yep. So who knew? Yeah, she listens.
Dude.
Who knew?
Why don't we start with this?
Oh my
goodness.
She goes, who knew Neil Diamond could have the same effect on people that Taylor Swift has? Well, I guess he had that effect on a 65-year-old woman. There you go.
65. 60s. Okay. Good yeah. Dude, do you feel like every time we try to like ballpark something, it's right?
Yeah, I feel like we don't miss that often.
We got something today. What mm-hmm. did we get today? Something. I go. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I forget what the other thing was.
And the other thing of the other week. All right. Here's my thought on this. Mm-hmm. Okay. What? All right. If this at this time of if you're all right, the concert. Taylor Swift performs in big cities, right?
Yeah.
The biggest. Yeah. Same with Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
Neil Diamond's coming to Chicago, LA. Okay. If you are leaving a downtown area from a concert.
Yeah.
And go into an emergency room.
Yeah.
There are people in there on death's door.
Yeah.
Hey, I got stabbed. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got a gunshot wound in my stomach. Hey, I got
trampled at the concert.
I got you. Hey, who's next? Hi. I forgot Sweet Caroline. All right.
The nurse looks up from her pad for the first time in 4 hours.
And then, did somebody bludgeon you? You're like, no. So are you feeling any symptoms? Yeah, I just don't know where it begins. I don't know.
Look at the night.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you see everybody else here? We got a lot of, we're going to get to the, you spent most of the nights in the emergency room in the lobby. They never saw you because they were like, wait.
Yeah.
Because it's an emergency room at night. And they're like, we have real people in here bleeding.
She was going to specialists after that too.
You spent most of the night in the emergency room, in the waiting room.
Yeah.
Not backstage.
Yeah.
Not back there.
And then you went, oh yeah, I guess they did play Sweet Caroline. And then you just walked out and went
and
home.
And then you just went home.
Huh. Y'all have fun.
This is the widest thing I've ever heard. I forgot Sweet Caroline.
Phenomenal.
And then 6 years later, you heard a podcast. And then you go, that's what I had.
With just two guys.
This is the widest story I've ever heard in my whole life. That's crazy, dude.
Hey, net positive. She got some closure here.
Yes.
She now
fine.
Knows she,
yeah.
she didn't
She's
have
like,
a stroke.
Well, I don't have answers.
We did, though. Yeah. We canceled out what she thought was a miracle, which is kind of sad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude. She really thought that something
she
was,
does feel, yeah,
was
the,
done.
That, but on the, on the gross, it's not a positive
right.
in that case.
Right.
But the net.
The net is she's okay.
What would be the top five concerts that you go to that they go, I can't believe they didn't play X?
Oh goodness. If like Ricky Martin didn't play Livin' La Vida Loca.
That's a good one. You're like, we're waiting for
who's the guy who does Mambo Number 5?
Dun, 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 dun. I don't know. Yeah, that's a good one. I would say
Lou Bega. If Lou Bega doesn't play Mambo Number 5, I'm
go to the writing. Go to the best one hit wonders of all time.
Oh goodness.
But like Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, if he doesn't.
If you don't sing Ice Ice, I don't know any of those songs.
Yeah, if he doesn't do Ice Ice.
There's Vanilla Ice. Yeah, right there. Yeah. Dude, if you don't sing if Scott Stapp doesn't sing with Arms Wide Open.
Yeah. Higher.
Higher. Yeah. Oh, no, never mind, because if you have two, you're out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, you're out. Yeah. I mean, if 50 Cent doesn't play in the club,
yep.
Is that a good one?
I'd be pissed.
Yeah, because if you go to Morgan Wallen concert or a Luke Combs concert or a Kenny Chesney concert or a Garth Brooks concert, there's so many.
Mm-hmm.
You go, he didn't play Baton Rouge or he didn't play, but he played, he played all of them.
Yeah.
If you're big enough, you can sit one out.
Right.
If the guy Casting Crowns doesn't play, I Can Only Imagine.
Oh yeah,
that's
dude.
A good one. Yeah,
yeah,
the Christian
for
concert,
sure, bro. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Neil Diamond.
Yeah,
what would be the? I don't even know what the Taylor Swift equivalent would be.
Her biggest song ever?
No, Slamming Screen Door. That's the only one I know. That's the only one I can sing offhand. If Taylor Swift doesn't play,
Shake It Off might be.
Oh, Shake It Off, but maybe the fans have like turned on that era.
You Belong With Me.
You belong with me.
That might be.
Yeah. What is she? I don't even know what Taylor Swift would close on. But Neil Diamond not playing. Oh, Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Or the Elton John playing Candle in the Wind.
Yeah.
No, nice. But that's my generation of Elton John. Yeah. Our parents, they knew a lot of Elton John songs.
Yeah.
When it seems to me.
Crocodile Rock.
You live your life. Great one. Yeah. That's the only one I know, I think.
Yeah. Your song. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we helped. What's her name? Can we shout her out for the end of the podcast?
Yeah.
We helped her out. Glad we the net positive, we got some closure. We don't know her name, but who's this? She's her mother.
Julie wrote in.
Julie, we love you. Thanks so much. That was a top tier email. That was a top tier email.
Well played.
Net positive. We'll see you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.